News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Congressman Fred Upton expects the U.S. House to approve a tax reform proposal by the end of tomorrow. That was his prediction when we spoke to him this week. Upton says the package is the first serious tax bill in decades.
Ultimately, we can get a bill to the president before Christmas. At least that appears to be the track that we're on.
As for complaints, the tax reform plan will actually result in some people paying more.
There may be a few. I mean, everyone's tax situation is different, based on the deductions that they take. But generally, the word is that there'll be about an $1,100 tax reduction for middle-class families.
Upton tells us the goal of the tax reform proposal is to eliminate loopholes and simplify the process for everyone. He also told us a repeal of the Affordable Care Act's health insurance mandate, not likely to be in the House plan, but it is in the Senate plan. The Berrien Springs Orinoco Township Police Department is still investigating the cause of a crash yesterday that killed a Baroda man. It tells us 43-year-old Mario Abbott was the only person in a vehicle that crashed and flipped over into a water-filled ditch at Scottsdale and Linco Road. Abbott had been westbound on East Linco. The crash was reported by another driver about 6:45 p.m. and no other cars were involved. Berrien County Sheriff's Department's accident reconstruction team is working to learn more. Assisting at the scene were the Berrien Springs Orinoco Township Fire Department and the Royalton Township Fire Department. The Michigan firearm deer hunting season kicked off today. More than 500,000 hunters expected to take part this year. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard tells us hunters need to take some basic precautions.
Never discharge a weapon in the direction of anything except those things you are intending to shoot, number one. And number two, know what is beyond that target. And the other thing to do is before you go out hunting, let somebody know where you're going. It could be nothing, or maybe you fell and broke a leg or something, especially if you're hunting from an elevated platform.
Bouchard says hunters in Oakland County should make sure their community allows hunting before they set off into their local woods. He notes there are some communities that ban hunting while others restrict the type of firearms that can be used in a particular place. Next Tuesday is the National Adoption Day. That's when families that adopt are celebrated with ceremonies at courthouses all over. In Van Buren County, Adoption Day will be marked at the courthouse in Paw Paw as two families formally adopted two young girls. The court's Veronica Stilson tells us the county has about 45 adoptions each year.
The most common is step-parent adoptions, where a custodial parent has remarried, and so the new spouse becomes the adoptive parent. We also have a fair amount of adult adoptions. After someone turns 18, for various reasons, they may want to have someone adopt them.
Stilson says Adoption Day will feature music from some local school choirs, balloons, and food, as well as special guest Congressman Fred Upton. Last year in Michigan, there were more than 12,600 children in the foster care system, about 2,600 of them waiting to be adopted. A new report from the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning finds crashes in Michigan result in much more money being lost than crimes do. The office's Kendall Wingrove tells us an analysis of 2015 data found huge financial losses caused by car crashes that were entirely preventable.
In addition to the loss of lives and the injuries, the cost of traffic crashes exceeded $4.6 billion in 2015. Now, when you compare that to what happens because of index crimes, that owes only $622 million.
Wingrove tells us traffic crashes in Berrien County last year resulted in a total of $334 million being lost. Those losses come in the form of medical care, future earnings, public services and property damage and loss. There are also non-monetary quality of life costs, like those associated with pain, suffering, and fear. Wingrove says it's a stark reminder for everyone to buckle up, avoid driving drunk, and to put down the cell phone when behind the wheel. An $8,000 grant has been awarded to Countryside Academy in Benton Harbor for a summer reading program in grades K through 3. Countryside Administrator Sarah Brookshire tells us the money will enable the school to enroll 160 kids in the Kids Read Now program. It will enable each child to go home for the summer with a book.
As summer begins, the parents can either call, text, or email the company when the student is finished reading the book, and then that will generate the next book to come to them in the mail. So throughout the summer, they in essence will receive 9 books throughout the summer.
Brookshire tells us many countryside students don't have access to books for one reason or another when school's out. This will help them to continue reading even though they're not in school, avoiding summer brain drain. The grant is from the Kids Read Now program itself. It's a nonprofit that handles that effort. The $8,000 essentially cuts in half Countryside's cost to take part. The Pokagon Fund has teamed up with a Harbor church to conduct a study on food insecurity in Harbor Country and how it can be addressed. The fund tells us discovering and documenting the basic food needs of local residents has been a key project for the past 2 months of the Neighbor by Neighbor program. It's run by the Episcopal Church of the Mediator in Harbert. The Pokagon Fund has provided $40,000 to Neighbor by Neighbor. The program did surveys at recent mobile pantries to gauge the need for food assistance locally. Pokagon Fund tells us surveys found there's a need for mobile food pantry visits more than just twice a month. It also found people need more protein and access to fresh vegetables. Moving into the next year, the Neighbor by Neighbor program will work with members of a grassroots coalition in Harbor Country to better plan food programs. Pokagon Fund's Janet Tococciarelli tells us they're still learning how to best serve those in need. And set for this Friday in downtown St. Joseph is the 23rd Annual Luminaries Festival. St. Joe Today's Amy Zapel tells us they'll have 1,000 lights stationed all over the streets downtown as local shops and restaurants offer specials.
It's just to take that moment between our busy, hectic summer and fall in our beautiful beach town, and before the craziness and busyness of the holiday season starts, it's a great chance to celebrate just being here and in St. Joe and supporting our local businesses.
Sable tells us Luminaries Festival attracts hundreds of people to downtown for a peaceful night. The luminaries were put together by St. Joe Today staff and local volunteers. The lights will be lit at 5 p.m. this Friday, and the fun runs through 8. They'll have plastic luminaries this year, so they should stay lit just in case it rains. WSJM News Now continues with your Hillier Lyons report.
This is Al McKee with Hillier Lyons bringing you stocks of local interest. American Electric Power, 76.59, down 0.80. J.P. Morgan, 98.18, up 0.191. Chemical Bank, 52.31, down 0.08. Cisco Systems, 34.11, up 0.07. General Electric, 18.27, up 0.37. IBM, 147.14, down 1.75. Microsoft, 82.98, down 0.65 on ex-dividend date. Fifth Third Bancorp, 28.46, down 0.15. Stryker, 154.83, down 1.12. Whirlpool, 161.58, up 0.58.
WSJM News Now continues. A bipartisan group of women and men in Washington today introduced what they're calling the Me Too Bill. It's designed to reform how Congress handles accusations and cases of sexual harassment on Capitol Hill. Congresswoman Jackie Speier yesterday gave explosive testimony saying two current U.S. members of Congress have been accused of sexual harassment. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
According to the bipartisan group of lawmakers who released their new bill today, victims of sexual assault on Capitol Hill currently have to go through a grueling 90-day process to file a complaint. Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier from California.
This bill does three things. It protects the vulnerable, it levels the playing field, and it creates transparency.
Their bill would also make sure that interns and fellows, more temporary staff, have recourse too. Mary Alice Parks, ABC News, Washington.
A sweeping tax overhaul has cleared a procedural hurdle in the U.S. House. Lawmakers voted today to approve the rule that sets the stage for a vote to pass the measure. That vote is expected tomorrow. Now that three formerly detained UCLA basketball players have returned to the U.S. from China, we're hearing from the players. NBC's Alex Stone has that story from Los Angeles.
The three UCLA players are thanking President Trump for helping get them released from custody in China. LiAngelo Ball admitting he stole from the store in China, and he says he's sorry.
I'm a young man, however, it's not an excuse for making a really stupid decision.
They were released after President Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. All three players have been suspended indefinitely. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Alabama Senator Richard Shelby says he'll write in the name of a Republican who is not Roy Moore in next month's special election. Shelby told reporters today there's little recourse to stop Moore, even if the state's GOP's executive committee asked him to leave the state GOP meeting right now. A violent escapee from a Hawaiian psychiatric hospital has been caught in California. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
After escaping from a psychiatric hospital near Honolulu and then flying to San Jose, Randall Sato has been caught in California's San Joaquin County. It was an all-out manhunt. While on the run, prosecutors said he fit the criteria of a classic serial killer.
He has that propensity for committing another violent offense.
In 1981, Sato was found not guilty by reason of insanity in a murder case. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Facebook and Twitter have been grappling with how to counter hate speech online, and now YouTube is taking new measures experts say could save lives.
If you searched YouTube for the radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki this summer, you would have found 70,000 videos, even though he's dead. Today, that number's less than 20,000.
I think it will save lives.
Mark Wallace is a former UN ambassador. Now he's the CEO of the Counter-Extremism Project. He called it a watershed moment when YouTube started banning videos of known terrorists.
Frankly, Google YouTube was quite resistant for a number of years.
Some have expressed worry that tech companies could start to curtail free speech. Wallace doesn't buy it.
If you just want to look at some run-of-the-mill pornography, you can't go onto Facebook and do that.
Saying it's still way too easy to find messages that promote terror. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Police say no one reported a domestic violence incident that they believe set a man off on a shooting rampage in Northern California that left five people dead. Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson says neighbors heard a disturbance at the home of Kevin Jansen, Neil, on Monday night, but no one called police. He says investigators found the body of Neil's wife hidden under the floor. And who is the sexiest man alive? ABC's Jason Nathanson will tell us.
All hail Blake Shelton.
You be the pretty and I'll be the funny.
People Magazine has picked the country star's 2017 sexiest man.
Wow, we have run out of celebrities.
Shelton's reaction there is part of the reason he was picked, says People's executive editor Kate Coyne.
He's self-deprecating. He's hilariously funny. He's incredibly down to earth.
And some of the reaction has been funny, including fellow country star and friend Luke Bryan.
Who in the hell is choosing this? Am I being punked?
Nope. And to get serious for a second, Shelton appreciates the honor.
I've been ugly my whole life. If I can be sexy for a year, taking it.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast.